Tippy Talks podcast.
Hello and welcome to Tippy Talks, your financial empowerment podcast full of education, resources, and so much more for service providers. My name is Ashley and I'm one of the account managers here at Tippy. We know you're busy, so let's dive in.
I'm so excited because today we have an amazing, amazing woman that I've gotten to know over the years, and it's a pleasure to have gotten to know you. Trisha Cosgrove, she is a L'Oreal professional artist, an owner, a mama, a wife. Like we wear so many hats, and I'm so excited to bring you on to this podcast because you use Tippy. And I just remember us chatting not that long ago about how you use it, how you've implemented it into your salon. So I think what better way to talk to our accounts and just kind of get to know how you utilize it within your business. So first, I just want to get started on how did you get into the beauty industry? How did you start? And kind of give us a little bit of background on where you've been, where you are now.
So thanks for that beautiful introduction. I appreciate being on here. I know as a stylist in the industry, I think we always give more credibility to things when we hear other people in the industry talking about them as opposed to maybe the company that we're dealing with. So you're right. We really do love Tippy in our salon. As for your question, as a kid, I would always go to the hairdresser with my grandmother on Saturdays back when all the ladies went for their roller sets and everything. And I never complained about that. I always loved being there. I loved the whole salon atmosphere, that bustling, busy, everybody chatting. And it was kind of almost like a community type experience. And my grandmother's hairdresser was an older lady named Rita, and she would always take the time to explain to me what she was doing, answer my many, many questions. And I never really thought about it until now, but I guess she was really my first mentor, even though I was just a kid. So it's funny, fast forward, I got to junior high and high school, and I had teachers telling me I should become an attorney. Because I talked so much and I never stopped asking questions. I knew by the time I got to high school that 8 more years of traditional education was not something I was signing up for. I think I share that with a lot of people in this industry. Oh. And I knew by that time too that I was definitely going to do something creative. So I won a scholarship to an amazing program called the Pennsylvania Governor School for the Arts. And I went there for photography. So I thought that might be my future. But more and more, I was just really obsessed with doing hair. I was always the girl doing my friend's hair, doing everyone's hair for prom and forcing my friends to wear braids, whether they wanted to or not, because I wanted to do their hair. But I worked for a photographer for a little while after graduation. And even then, I spent more time fixing people's hair than I did taking their pictures. So it was just kind of a natural evolution. And, I think from the very beginning of cosmetology school, I just always knew that I would love my job, that, this industry was just a good fit for me.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love that story. I think we all can relate to that because that totally happened to me. I remember being with my mom and my mom did hair. So I would just kind of go with her. And just being in that environment was oh my gosh, this is so cool. And growing up thinking that's totally what I want to do. And I love that. I love that story. I love that journey. And you kind of really evolved yourself over the years too, which I love your story. So it's so good. I love it. So you have your own business right now. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about how you have gotten to that point.
So I started beauty school in 1984. So 40 years ago this year, and I worked for several years and got into training to be an educator with a different company early on, and doing shows and things like that. Well, still 5 days a week behind the chair. And I just loved it. I loved every part of the industry. And even today, I love my job with L'Oreal. I love the travel. I love, you know, meeting all kinds of people. I love doing shows, but I really also love working behind the chair, that interaction, those connections. And so I stepped away for a few years to raise my family. Mm-hmm. And then when I was ready to come back, I had been doing hair at home and, you know, in my kitchen, things like that, and keeping up with the industry a bit. But when I came back, a lot of things had changed, right? Products had really evolved, specifically hair color. So I went to work for somebody that was a salon owner, a family member, and I came back to work as an assistant, right, in my early 40s. And I assisted for like 6 months to really kind of get the lay of the land again, right? Mm-hmm. Used to being in the salon world again and get up to speed. I really threw myself into education. And that's when I linked up with L'Oreal. I took numerous classes at the L'Oreal Academy and really got back to, you know, I had to kind of earn my way back into being relevant in the industry again. And that's what I did. And so I worked for someone else for about 7.5 years. And then I just took the giant leap of faith that is salon ownership. And, you know, I started out by myself here. Now I have a team of amazing young women who are my new source of inspiration. And, you know, I love every day of it. I really do.
Oh my gosh. You just like make me burst out in like beam. I love to hear that. So, so cool. And you can just feel it. You can feel how much you love doing it. So tell us a little bit about, I want to kind of bring this full circle. So you have your own business and now you have this team, and it's not just you, and you are looking out for the well-being of everyone, right? So when you think about your goals in the future, when you think about bringing in a new system like Tippi, what kind of thoughts go through your head, and kind of how do you decipher whether this is the best solution for them?
That's a great question. And I think a lot of times we think of these things as we realize we need them, right? I can honestly say when I first opened, I didn't give a whole lot of thought to how I was going to factor employee tips into my business structure, right? Mostly because I was the only stylist here when I started. But I think for me, moving forward, I was lucky enough, as a matter of fact, just last year, to have graduated from a SBA, Small Business Association program called Emerging Leaders. So one of my goals currently is to really work on streamlining my systems. And I'm lucky because Tippi is a system that I've been with for a few years, but it's that kind of ease of doing business that I now want to apply in other areas of my salon. And it's one of those things that you just don't think about what a headache it can be until you're either in it, or in my case, you hear about something like Tippy and it takes the pressure off of you. I didn't have years and years and years of dealing with it. I was lucky. I was only in business about a year before I heard about Tippy, and I signed up the day I heard about it.
That's amazing. I love it. I love that you kind of just, you knew that that was something, a part of your business that you needed to have. So when did you first start with Tippy? You said it was relatively recently, right?
It was, well, 2019, I started with Tippy. So I opened in 2018. And like I said, I started out by myself and then brought on my first teammate in 2019. And it wasn't long after that that I brought Tippy on board.
Perfect. And how do you feel that has changed the way you think about tips?
Actually, really great question, because it's not, I think, you know, we all have the kind of the same opinion until somebody takes the time to make us look at it differently. So Tippy is a professional system for managing income, is how I see it. And for so long, our industry has kind of looked at tips as extra cash, or like mad money. I've heard people over the years refer to it as mad money or shoe money, or, you know, money nobody knows about. We work for that money just like we work for our commission. Mm-hmm. And it's money we earn. So in my opinion, it's money that should work for us, not just cash we keep in a drawer so that we have lunch money, right? And I think it gives us the chance to elevate the industry, which is funny. That's Elevate is the name of my salon, but it does. It gives us a chance to elevate our industry. You know, other industries don't operate with people handing us cash and us sticking it in an envelope, right? That's not how other industries work, more professional industries. So I do. I think it gives us the opportunity to just fine-tune and professionalize one more thing in our industry.
I could not agree with you more. We were out at a school yesterday talking to students about how important that piece of your income is. And actually, like, the difference between someone that doesn't and someone that does, you know, make their tips a part of their income. And actually how it could really, you can't achieve all of your goals that you want to achieve, like buying a house or possibly owning your own salon someday, as you start to venture out in this business, in this career. You have to have this proof of income. And I told a story about myself when I was starting out, how I needed to show proof that I could rent an apartment, you know, just like renting an apartment. And that it was very challenging, and how I am so thankful that we have this piece in our industry that it does elevate us, and as it should. And I think, like, that's where we're at in our business, in the beauty industry. And I love that I love that we're here, and what a great time to be in the business. So, you know, a lot of people can be skeptical about tipping and claiming your tips as income. And I know that sounds scary. It sounds very scary, because sometimes people just don't know what to do. And I think that's my question for you. How can you talk to an owner that possibly is a little bit nervous about that, or, you know, doesn't quite understand why I should have this?
So my first conversation was with my team, and just to touch on some of the things that you said, you know, people in our industry often work 40 plus hours a week and then have trouble, like you said, securing financing for a new car or renting an apartment, things like that. And because on paper, it looks like we earn no money, which is another side. That's part of that very unprofessional side of our industry. It's embarrassing to say that there are people in our industry working full-time jobs and unable to secure something as simple as an apartment.
Yeah.
It's documented proof of earnings. I can say on my team, I have a young woman who at the age of 23 got a mortgage and purchased a home. I have two girls that within the last year, both at the age of 19, rented apartments without their parents having to co-sign for them. Mm-hmm. And so that for me is why this side of the industry is important. This is a system that keeps track of all of it for them. It also keeps it in the bank, not in their drawer.
Yeah.
so that I just wanted to touch base on that because that's such a, your story relates to exactly why it's important for me. But as far as talking to another owner, I think tips are income for the stylist, not for the salon. So completely practical point of view, I don't want to pay the credit card fees for tips. Okay, because we don't always look at our salons as companies. And it's ridiculous for a company to pay a fee on money that it doesn't get to keep. Mm-hmm. That doesn't even make financial sense. So that's one of those streamlined processes that I was talking about earlier. Second, salon owners generally have an awful lot to do in a work week, right? That doesn't involve standing behind a chair. So if I can make that easier, then why would I not? It's actually absolutely no work for me. I set my tippy kiosk up years ago and even that, I didn't even have to figure out what to buy. It just all comes in a box. I set it up and I forget about it. When we have a new employee come on board, we plug her in and that's all that there is to do. I don't have to run tips through my software. So, and that's what I did originally. So my system at the very beginning before I had Tippy was the tips would go through my point of sale software. And then I had two options. I could either add them into my teammate's payroll, which was one more step for me, and an inconvenience for them because nobody wanted to wait 2 weeks. We pay biweekly. Nobody wanted to wait 2 weeks to get their money. And the other side of it was we tried for a little while to cash out the tips at the end of the day, which meant I had to keep all that cash on hand so that I could tip everybody out. And I had to have correct change or I'd end up at the end of the day with an IOU for $15 to this person and $11 to this person and whatever. So it's just work that I no longer have to do, whether it's cash out or payroll. It's one more thing off of my plate.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that you really put a why to it, you know, and like we just really went into, I went a lot, we definitely went where I wanted to go. And I love that because there is a reason why this company started, and you just hit every single piece of why it started. Good. And I love that because that's what it's for. And I just, once Tippy was born and it just kept evolving, it's been really, really cool to see what a beauty professional is able to now do. And tips really become like 30% of our income. And that's a huge chunk of income. So I think, yeah. So why, you know, not give that to ourselves, right? So I think that we're all deserving of that. And we all have a place in this industry to be professional and to level up. And that's totally what we're doing. And I love that what you're doing. And I'm just so thankful that you came on here today and told us your story and your experience. Anything else that you want to add before we hop off?
Yeah, I just thought of this as you were talking. I think the other thing that is, I didn't think of it before, but it's definitely played a big part in why the team loves Tippy. I think a lot of times we're afraid to bring new things on because it's like, oh my gosh, one more thing to figure out. And, you know, will the team go along with it? Things like that. My team loves Tippy. Mm. And I think for all of us, myself included, part of that is nobody carries cash anymore. Nobody. We are very, whether you like that idea or not, it's a reality. Yep. So if you aren't doing business this way, you're either going to pay the fees, like I said, or you're going to be faced with, you get tipped whatever cash that person happens to have on hand. If you have a system like this that makes it so easy for the consumer, right? All they have to do is tap their card, and even that, it figures out the percentages for them. It pops right up on the screen and gives you 20, 25, and 30% of your service price. So now you don't have people standing at the desk going, how much was it? Oh, hang on. How much is 20%? It's right there in front of you. They hit a button and they tap their card. So you're getting way more tips than if you rely on somebody stopping at an ATM. So the amount of your tips is way up. And the other thing is, and I know other salon owners that just put their teammates' information for different cash app type things, you know, cash transfer apps. And for me, I feel like Tippy keeps it professional. I don't necessarily think, because we don't know everybody that walks in for a haircut. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily want everybody that walks through the door to have that kind of personal access to the women on my team.
Yeah, I love that.
Everything goes right through here. There's nothing, you know, unseen. So I think that's a big part of it too, is the fact that people do generally tip way more and everything stays on a professional level.
Absolutely. I love that you pointed that out. It's so true. Even myself, when I go out to dinner, I'm like, how much? I'm using my calculator constantly.
Absolutely.
You don't know what to leave. And I love how it just takes that guessing out of it. And, you know, to kind of like, to bring it full circle a little bit here, when you're at a restaurant, it is more intimate. I don't have someone in front of me asking me, you know, to take the receipt, things like that. When we're at the front desk and we're checking out, everyone's kind of still there. And it just really makes it so much less stress for that client to just hit the button, tap away, and be done. And I love that you pointed that out. Such a great point. You are just so full of amazing energy, and I've always loved that about you. So thank you so much for doing
this. You're welcome. And the next time you're in Westchester, Pennsylvania, stop
and
get coffee with me.
I would love that. The cutest town ever.
Absolutely. And, you know, we won Best Salon of Chester County back in the fall. So we have great energy going. We would love for anyone from your team to pop in and say hello and, you know.
I would love that. We're doing it. We're making up a field trip. Yes.
Good. Absolutely. Sounds good. Thanks for having me on. It's always good to, you know, share some positivity in the industry. So I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ashley.
Hey, Tippy family. Terry McKim here, founder of Tippy. When I came up with the concept many years ago on the back of a piece of paper, I couldn't imagine it would turn out like this. The businesses, and most importantly, the users, are really what makes this company so special. The goal then, and still today, was to better the beauty industry, but most importantly, provide financial tools to empower the service professionals. So when we say Tippy was created and built in industry, we mean it. We now have a community of strong, talented, and hardworking individuals, and we're still growing. Thank you for trusting us. We can't wait to keep growing with you.